Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today it's time for 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to talk to you all about the chin, the jawline, and facial proportions, and I'm here with my beautiful client, Beatrice. Say hi, Beatrice.
Hello, everyone.
So tell us a little about what's been bothering you about your chin, jaw, and lower face.
I would say my chin is my biggest concern just because I have very little chin. So I love the top part of my face and I kind of lose it there at the bottom. Maybe on my profile, it's very hard to see definition there. Mm-hmm. And the difference between my cheek and my neck.
I totally get it. And I'm so impressed that you're so fabulously confident because I love how you love your face. And I want all my clients to love their face. And when I see you, I kind of will look at you, do a little beauty plan, bring out your best features and accentuate them, and then help you with the features that are bothering you. So for the face, the proportions of the face are very important. I want the upper third of the face to match the middle third to roughly match the lower third. And looking at the forehead, if you measure your forehead and chin should have very similar proportions. In your case, you have about 5 or 6 centimeters in the forehead and only 3 in your chin. So that is just the skull that you're born with. And sometimes it's your dentition, your orthodontics, or maybe not getting braces, maybe your overbite. But there's so many things we can do today with chin filler as well as chin implants to help with that proportion. So the chin is important for lower face strength, for projection of the jawline, and for creating a long, elegant profile view. And today I'm going to use Radius to do chin contouring. So lean your head back, and as we talk, I'm going to do a little bit of injections. And let's put your chin downward. So for those of you who are in the listening audience, we are using Radius, which is calcium hydroxyapatite. That's one of my favorite fillers. And I'm using that because it's made of a material similar to bone. It's the structure, it's what bone is made of, is calcium hydroxyapatite, actually. So what better use than to contour for cheeks, for jawline, and for chin? And you're going to feel a little quick pinch, 1, 2, 3 pinch. This filler is mixed with lidocaine, so it's nice and numbing effect. And doing chins, I have a lot of strategies. So sometimes I'll use chin filler to give a V shape. That's super popular in this current market in Los Angeles. We have a lot of Asian ladies who really find the V-shaped chin aesthetically beautiful. So I often will ask people, because your definition of beauty is important to me, not just my definition of beauty. So the V-shape is popular. For men, the chin is super important for that chiseled and angled strong jawline. So Radius is a nice filler because it's almost a 1.5 cc syringe, and that's the calcium hydroxyapatite. Remember, if you have chin projection that's slightly underprojected, we can improve 1 centimeter of length and 1 centimeter of forward projection with each syringe of filler that we add. And also remember that you don't have to use filler. You can think about chin implant surgery. Try the filler first. See how you like the results. And that's a really good test because it's temporary. It'll last 12 to 18 months. You'll love it and you'll see results immediately. And then you can decide that you're ready to maybe try something more long-term like a chin implant. Chin implants are placed just from right under the chin, a small incision, maybe the size of a postage stamp, a couple of stitches. It's very hidden. And the chin implants have the benefit, of course, of being permanent. And a lot of patients are interested in that. Chin implant surgery might cost around $3,500 to $4,500, depending where you are in the country. But the most important thing I want to emphasize is proportions of the face. So number one, look at your forehead, look at your midface, and look at your chin. Number two, your chin and your forehead roughly should have somewhat equal proportions. Not exact, but roughly. And number three, take a look and see if you want to increase projection. If your chin is a little recessed, and you can place one finger on your tip of your nose, it should hit your lips and it should hit your chin roughly at the same angle of projection. And if it's underprojected, we can add to that. So there you have it. That's my 5-Minute Friday on proportions of the face, how to get more chin projection. Remember, you can also use Botox in her chin, the chin dimples with musculature that when we add Botox there, takes away the dimpling effect and elongates because it's no longer tucking in. Remember also Botox for the masseter muscle of the back of the jaw to slim the face proportions. And how is that? How are you feeling there, Miss Beatrice?
I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good. Would you like to see your gorgeous new chin?
Yes, I'm excited.
Are you excited? I wish I had a visual. We'll have to show you. But it's definitely a wow. It's a whole new profile, and her lower face looks strong and more elegant and regal. And it just pulls forward the whole jawline, even like that little chin fullness of submental fat looks a little more pulled forward and better.
And I like that it still looks natural. So even though I'm wanting to get some work done, I don't want to look like I, you know, have work done.
Exactly.
So this is great. Subtle, but goes a very long way.
Yeah, I love it. And we'll let that settle in and we'll check you back in 6 weeks and you can always add a touch more.
Okay.
So thanks so much for tuning in, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And don't forget to stay beautiful. Yay. Thank you, Beatrice.
Thank you.